Timeline, how the U.S.-EU trade dispute took shape. The trade dispute brewing between the United States and April 16, Trump responds with a demand that trade talks with the EU open markets to U.S. farmers, or the U.S. will impose tariffs on European car imports. Tensions between the two allies have been simmering since early that same year. U.S. President Donald Trump U.S. President Donald Trump. That was when U.S. President Donald Trump announced steep tariffs on billions of dollars worth of EU goods to rectify what he described as a problematic trade imbalance. Here is a timeline of the dispute so far. 2017. That was when U.S. President Donald Trump announced steep tariffs on billions of dollars worth of EU goods to rectify what he described as a problematic trade imbalance. Here is a timeline of the dispute so far. 2017. April 20. The U.S. announces an investigation into whether steel and aluminum imports from the EU, China, and elsewhere compromise national security. 2018. April 20. The U.S. announces an investigation into whether steel and aluminum imports from the EU, China, and elsewhere compromise national security. 2018. February 16. The U.S. Department of Commerce recommends that President Trump boost American production either by imposing a tariff of 24% on all steel and aluminum imports, imposing higher tariffs on imports from specific countries, or setting a quota on imports. February 16, the U.S. Department of Commerce recommends that President Trump boost American production either by imposing a tariff of 24% on all steel and aluminum imports, imposing higher tariffs on imports from specific countries, or setting a quota on imports. March 1, Trump tweets that trade wars are good as he announces the U.S. is preparing to impose metal tariff plans. March 1, Trump tweets that trade wars are good as he announces the U.S. is preparing to impose metal tariff plans. When a country, USA, is losing many billions of dollars on trade with virtually every country it does business with, trade wars are good and easy to win. Example, when we are down $100 billion with a certain country and they get cute, don't trade anymore, we win big. It's easy. When a country, USA, is July 2nd, the U.S. announces it may impose new tariffs on about $4 billion in goods from the EU. These primarily target agricultural products, including coffee, cheese, meats, pasta, olives, and whiskies. August 27, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Biarritz, France, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and U.S. President Donald Trump both express confidence that a trade deal between the U.S. and the EU, excluding tariffs on Germany's car industry, will be reached soon. The pair also vow that the U.S. and EU will work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers. The EU wants to further increase their already massive tariffs and barriers on U.S. companies doing business there. We will simply apply a tax on their cars which freely pour into the U.S. They make it impossible for our cars, and more, to sell there. Big trade imbalance. More, to sell there. Big trade imbalance. April 9, the U.S. announces plans to target $25 billion of European exports with tariffs, as part of a dispute over what it says are unfair EU subsidies to large European civil aircraft manufacturers, such as Airbus. Targeted items include cheeses and wine, as well as helicopters and planes. EU should play ball in trade talks, or we are going to tariff the hell out of you. April 9, the US announces plans to target $25 billion of European exports with tariffs, as part of a dispute over what it says are unfair EU subsidies to large European civil aircraft manufacturers, such as Airbus. Targeted items include cheeses and wine, as well as helicopters and planes. April 15, EU ambassadors finally authorize the EC to start trade talks with the US, following the Juncker-Trump agreement in July 2018. The scope of agreed negotiating directives includes seeking to eliminate duties for industrial goods, excluding agriculture. April 16, Trump July 26, Trump threatens to impose tariffs on French wine in retaliation for France's decision to adopt a digital services tax. The U.S. believes this tax will disproportionately hit leading American technology companies such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. The U.S. exports in retaliation for what it says are unlawful subsidies given by the U.S. to American aircraft manufacturer Boeing. July 2, the U.S. announces it may impose new tariffs on about $4 billion U.S. in goods from the EU. These primarily target agricultural products, including coffee, cheese, meats, pasta, olives, and whiskies. July 26, Trump threatens to impose tariffs on French wine in retaliation for France's decision to adopt a digital services tax. The U.S. believes this tax will disproportionately hit leading American technology companies such as Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google. August 27, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Biarritz, France, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and U.S. President Donald Trump both express confidence that a trade deal between the U.S. and the EU, excluding tariffs on Germany's car industry, will be reached soon. September 4, European Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström reiterates that cars produced in the EU do not pose a threat to U.S. national security and should therefore be excluded from American tariffs.